This one is so good. Not as good as Ma Spa, though. But I could still eat the whole bag of them if I really wanted to. Oh, I love Halloween. It's the only time I can wander around in human society without having to be mute, so nobody asks about my teeth. Today is the only day that people just think it's a part of my costume. Ugh, but the sexy vampire outfit is so embarrassing. And so skimpy. I can't believe it was the only vampire-themed thing left on the costume store shelves. Humans really have no idea what actual vampires wear. I could really use my robe right now. There's barely anything to cover my arms and my legs and my stomach. It's so cold. Well, I guess this costume wasn't made for creatures that are cold-blooded now, was it? I guess that's the price I have to pay to get my one day of freedom a year. It's worth it, though. It's definitely worth it. Oh gosh, my stomach doesn't feel very good. And it's not from the candy. I'm so nervous. I still can't believe I've wimped out of confessing to him for the last 2 years. Like I'm a vampire. I'm supposed to be all tough and scary, but I just can't do one simple thing. I get so scared of what he'll think of me. Will he even believe that I'm a vampire? Or will he think that I'm trying to pull some kind of prank on him? I don't want him to think that. I don't want him to think that I'm playing with his heart. Never. I just wish he could know that. Why does love have to be so complicated? And if he even does believe me, well, I can't imagine he'll be too enthusiastic about the idea of dating me. I mean, this costume says it all. Humans just don't understand vampires. They either think we're circus freaks or monsters. I really doubt any human boy would like the idea of dating a folklore creature that's only known for sucking human blood, sleeping upside down, and basically being a walking corpse. Ugh. I just wish I was a normal human, for God's sake. That would make this so much easier. I wouldn't have one night a year to shoot my shot. And especially not a night where he has a bunch of hot human girls in sexy outfits to choose from. But then again, maybe he still wouldn't like me if I were a human. An introvert who likes sitting in an old castle and reading books all day. He's so much more than I could ever dream of having. If he has so many options, why would he even choose a boring girl like breaks my heart to think that way, but it can't be true. It just can't. I don't know. I don't want to live in a life where I have to worry about whether or not this boy loves me back just because I have pale skin and pointy teeth. There's no use in thinking that. Things might be easier if I were human, but I'm not. I'm a vampire and that's that. So, I need to stop sulking and just tell him how I really feel already. Who knows? Maybe he'll really like me. There's no reason to say that he won't. I don't think an old human boy would, but he's not. Big heart, and he's sweet and understanding. That's why I fell for him. If anyone's going to accept me, it would definitely be him, right? Okay. I can do this. Just ring his doorbell and tell him how. What the heck just happened? That was him, wasn't it? Oh god. That was so awkward. The door just opened and there he was. Like, we were so close our noses almost were touching. But why did he get scared? I mean, oh yeah, I'm just like a vampire. That must be why. Okay, so not a good start. Time to go on damage control. Hey, are you still there? Sorry, I just, wanted to know if you have any candy left for me. Oh, idiot. Of course I would chicken out right as I'm about to confess. Hi. I'm sorry if I scared you when you opened the door earlier. I was just about to knock, but then you had to open it, and you were right there, and... Sorry, I screamed. You were just taking out the trash. Oh, you don't have any candy left either? No, don't be sorry. It's my fault for bothering you like this. I'm the one who should be sorry. Oh, you like my costume? Really? Thank you. I tried really hard on it. Anyways, you like vampires? Like, seriously. No, that's really cool. I like them too. And I think it's really cool that you like them also. Yeah. The teeth do look really realistic. Thanks. Ask you something crazy? What if I told you that vampires are real? And what if I told you that I'm one of them, and I actually live in that old castle on the hill that everyone says is haunted? You've lived here a long time, you know the one. Oh, you would ask for proof? Well, I suppose that's not an unreasonable answer. Are the teeth not proof enough? You can look at them all you want. I swear they're 100% real. Oh. You're right. There are humans who have had crazier body modifications. I think I know how to prove it to you. Well, Right. And humans are warm-blooded. Even if it's cold, if you touch a human's chest, it'll be warm. Well, it's pretty cold out here, isn't it? Yeah, you get it. Yeah, give me a hug. Now, I'm gonna put it on my chest and tell me what it feels like. That's right. It's cold. Do you believe me now? Don't be scared. I know humans have all kinds of stories about how vampires are evil monsters, but please believe me when I tell you that we're just like you. We may be cold-blooded, but our hearts can love just like a human's can, I promise. Please believe. Why am I telling you this? It's simple. Do you remember that night you were walking home one Halloween night and you saw a girl in a mask being cornered by some thugs in an alleyway? So you walked over and scared them. Right. Well, that girl was me. That Halloween night, I went out with a mask so that nobody would see how pale I was and how red my eyes were. I don't know why, I just didn't go as a vampire. Maybe I was too shy to even show my face. I've kind of lived alone in a castle most of my whole life, so interacting with people isn't really my strong suit. But that night, you became a hero. I really wanted to thank you so badly. I wanted to rip that mask off and hug you. But I couldn't. I was petrified. I thought as soon as you had seen me, you would think I was hideous and would think I was a monster and you'd run away. since then, I have just been watching you, waiting until I would be brave enough to confess my feelings for you. For real. But I was never able to confess because I'm a coward. I'm supposed to be strong and mean and scary, but I'm not. I'm weak. But I never gave up on my dream of being with you. My savior. So be mine. Please be mine. It's all I want.